So the Herceptin is a treatment that is used for persons who are positive for HER2. It's called HER2 positive, meaning that the growth of the tumor is being driven or being accelerated by estrogen and progesterone, which are normal body hormones that females have. But it seemed as though my levels were very high, and as such, they needed to put me through the Herceptin to regularize my estrogen and progesterone, levels, right? So that would have been the treatment. This point in time in my life, I am going through a phase for quite some time, and even so more, and more so now, where I'm working on my spiritual development. Becoming more aware of who I am, what I want for my life, working with my children now as well, in terms of their personal self-discovery. So I'm working a lot on my health and fitness, and I've never been much into exercising, because I've been very as small as I mentioned, but I realize even size and all of that is not all. So in terms of exercise, has now become part of my daily routine, and I am taking in between my vitamins and all of that. My children are into health and fitness, so we have made it more of a family thing. My son is more consistent than my daughter and myself, but I have become more consistent within the last month or so. So I've been on and off the last year thereabout, but health, fitness, spirituality, that has become a major part of my life. Spirituality was always there and has always been there, but it has evolved to a different level now. And my relationship with God is key. It is important. I am very grateful for what He has done in my life and what He has continued to do in my life and in the life of my children. And that is like my guide, my everything. And to Him, I'm always grateful for where I'm at right now. So, how am I feeling? I am feeling very grateful, because during the clinic period, a lot of persons, quite a number of persons, are no longer with us who I would have met in clinic. My daughter has two friends that she would have known from since primary school, and they all went to the same secondary school. And during that period, I remember one of the parents, her mother, was in clinic with me, and I stopped seeing her, and then I got to find out that that particular week she had passed, and having to tell my daughter, she was like a second mommy. So we have persons who would have passed away during that time. So for me, I am grateful and looking forward to God, my Savior, my Creator, as to what is my purpose now. Now that you have saved me for a reason. So I am just trying to just go about purpose, speaking to persons as He would lead me, and that's where I'm at this point in time.